This week on Into the Podverse, we delve into the world of podcasting and traditional radio as we explore the benefits and challenges of transitioning a podcast to a traditional radio format. My guest, Buega Adioya, host of the Sample Access podcast, shares his experience in expanding his podcast's reach to radio listeners in Nigeria.
Techzilla.
Of course it is.
Hey yo, eagle eye view from the Kilimanjaro, way above the clouds with my eye on the sparrow. Words pierce the air, invading your space, sneak in through your ears, change the look of your face. The storyteller in this digital era, could tell I got my groove back like my name was Stella. The vibe is stellar, but the message and the teller intertwining, defining the error. To those who oppose, I hereby propose the fist to the jaw, would you prefer the nose? As the story goes, everybody knows Mr. Tony Yo, come correct with the flow. Hey yo, as the God podcaster, erstwhile known as the Shifu broadcaster, here to bring the peace to the world over. Haters can't connect, best to move over.
Expand your podcast to traditional radio listeners?
I think that from get-go, we knew that podcasts are new in Nigeria, new across the world technically, only about 10 to 12 years old. The audience has not moved just yet. Maybe in America they have moved a lot. Traditional radio can technically boost of nearly the same, or podcast can boost of nearly the same listenership base as radio because of internet connectivity and other factors. But in Nigeria, in Africa, you know that podcast listeners, online content consumers, are not as much, especially audio content consumers, are not as much as traditional radio listeners. So it's much easier for people to just tune their radio on their phones or on their transistor radio set and just connect to, you know, just tune into a radio station and leave it like that. You can be driving from city to city and with one punch you are onto one dial. So it's pretty much easy to connect to radio, like to listen to radio. So we wanted to capture that audience. We have always wanted that. I think it was like 10 episodes in, we were doing 1 hour every week. It's not even that much compared to other podcasts. So we knew that at some point we wanted to take this further. So when we started, we were giving, you know, we would use cuss words, and then we had to stop and say, look, let's not, if we're putting in time to research and produce this content, apparently it hit us that like we realized that this content is actually stuff that could work in 2 years, in 5 years, in 10 years time. So we started to design the content in a way that we could put it on the airwaves 2 years, 5 years later. So we removed the cuss words, made it radio friendly, made it radio acceptable, you know, all that was needed. But the motivation was that we need to capture the radio audience in Nigeria, expand the base, and possibly sell too. We had that in mind. We still have that in mind, to sell, maybe to get a sponsorship deal that could buy the content for promotions or anything like that. So yes, that was why we plan to push to radio.
How do you think this partnership will benefit the podcast and the Nigerian podcast space as a whole?
The podcast will reach people in Ibadan, in Oyo, in Abeokuta, parts of Lagos, Ikiri, Osun State, with young and old people who are just random radio listeners. They don't have to go to Apple Podcasts. They don't have to open Spotify. Just driving by on a regular night, you tune into radio, Sample Access is on the airwaves, you want to listen to these guys. If they sound good to you, you want to listen again. So I feel that a new set of audiences are tuned in or are getting to find out about Sample Access Podcast. They may travel from Ibadan, and if they still connect with the content, which is what we hope we're able to achieve, then they come back to podcasts. Oh, I used to listen to those guys. Now I'm in Germany. Now I'm in Port Harcourt. I'm out of reach. Even though we also plan to go to other cities and syndicate to other radio stations if we're able to get the right, get in the right rooms and, you know, get the right people to acknowledge and support us. So, expanding a new audience, that will give a podcast that had a regular reach of about 5,000 online to maybe 5,000 more offline, or maybe 10,000 more people offline, or maybe not that much, even if it's just, you know, 1,000 new loyal audience, people who tune in, oh, Sample Access, oh, these guys talk on radio, oh, this particular podcast. I think it gives us a new audience. What does it do for the Nigerian podcast community? The community, I hope that going forward, more podcasts can come to radio. I think I heard or I saw that a particular podcast in Lagos was on radio, maybe a one-off or maybe for a few weeks. I think it just opens, maybe it gives ideas to some other podcasters that, look, I can go to radio as well, or I can just give this out, or I can sell this, whatever kind of arrangement. Yeah. And then when we start to appreciate content, I'm not sure we are at that phase yet in Nigeria where content is valuable and you and radio appreciates you for it. I think the people would appreciate, radio is not as lucrative to pay for content just yet. They tell you to go and get advertisers for your valuable content. So when you push it on radio and people like it, it's probably likely or the station might want to, no, not even the station. In many cases where I've learned about radio advertising, you go out and then look for a sponsor to buy time or to sponsor your show, because it is well listened to, because it has a large audience. So generally for the community, I think it just integrates us better into radio. More people who may be willing, because I think at some point I might mention also that it's not all good news. I shouldn't say that. It's not all like positives. It's not... Why can't I find the right words? It's not all like eureka. It's not all, yes, this is all good. The other side of it is that some podcasters might not want to push their content. It's supposed to be exclusive to you. They might not want to give their content to another party who is not necessarily paying them for it. I don't know how much I should appreciate the airtime we have. I understand. I know that I must appreciate it because, I mean, it could have been dismissed. But some podcasters might want that exclusivity. I don't want to put my stuff on air, or I don't want to give you my content. I don't want to make it exclusive to one station without getting a deal. It's like streaming platforms. Amazon says, or Apple Podcasts or Spotify says, we want you to be exclusive on our platform because of your audience. So if I have built an audience of 4,000, 5,000 people, again, comparing, you can't put that side by side with radio. Radio is talking to 15,000, 100,000 people or more people in one city or multiple cities. So you cannot compare your 10,000 listener base online to a radio station's 25,000. So you want to expand more. So it's good news for us, but I'm talking about podcasters who may not see it that way. They may say that, look, I don't want to go to radio. So for those who want to go to radio, who want to expand, who want to like make inroads, so maybe it's also an opportunity for podcasters to make inroads into radio. If you make content that you believe is unique, even as a greenhorn, and I'm going to cite an example now, the book podcast, I think by Oluwatosin Boye, I want to be sure I'm correct. Her content could, if she wants, go to radio, such that books she had reviewed years ago could come back as a 13-week run this October to December on a radio station that is book or content or hard talk based, and then that gives her, you know, a new leeway, a new audience, if she wants, that is. So I think maybe this would tell other podcasters that yes, we can also go to radio.
Talk to me about your experience working with Crest FM and how this partnership came about.
So my working relationship with Crest 91.1 FM Ibadan is simply employer. I was appointed senior production officer, also head of production, just about 5 months ago. So that's basically what the relationship is. But of course, I'm a presenter too, from production officer, head of production. I have shows that I host in both languages. And then the conversation came up. There's a free airtime. So maybe this explains it better. There's a free airtime. I've always wanted to push it. There's some free airtime somewhere. Okay, let's plug this into the space. Because our station is content heavy, less music, more programming. So what can we plug here? Okay, put this here. And I told my boss, I have a content up to 70 episodes that could last a year or more. It's already recorded. You don't have to worry about is the person going to come this week or next week. So it was a matter of, oh, there's available content, let's plug it. I would have also loved syndication. This is something I would still discuss with my employer here. Syndication, Lagos, Ibadan, Abuja, Port Harcourt. What can we have? Can we have a number of radio stations run this, maybe at the same time, maybe at different times? Yeah, we're looking at that. Let's just, because we believe that there might be more people who would like this content out there. If it's just for a year or two, and then when it's done for 2 years, go back online. Now we would have maybe advanced a little more and, you know, continue to push the content, rebrand the content, pivot at some point. So that's basically my relationship with the station. And the partnership came about from a simple conversation with my boss. I have this content, let's put it on the airwaves. And I've always wanted to, get the podcast on radio.
What challenges do you anticipate in transitioning from a solely online platform to a traditional radio format?
So transitioning to radio, I think the problems are not so much. We had recorded and presented the podcast in podcast format with radio ideas. So podcasts don't take breaks. You can do 2 hours straight talk. You don't have to make announcements. If you're just tuning in, this is blah, blah, blah. That's radio. On our podcast, we have a section where after like 25 minutes of talk, we go and play snippets of the music we are featuring for the episodes. There are episodes where we have done long stretch, 1 hour talk. But because we are radio people anyway, both of us, Nelson and I, we were on radio while we were producing the content. So the radio patterns were still very much with us. So I'm not sure we would have so much challenges transitioning. Petty things like words like episodes or edition. So on podcasts, you would say episode. On traditional radio, you would say this edition of the show. So I've had to edit, for instance. Sometimes I remove podcasts from Sample Access podcast. So it becomes Welcome to Sample Access. At some point while we're recording as well, I told Nels, like Nelson, let's reduce the number of podcasting we're saying. Let's also not mention episodes too much. This is not episode 75. This is just sample access. Would put the number or just add it somewhere at the end to put a timestamp that this is episode 75 or whatever. So that on radio, on days where you want to use content that is not chronological, if you have used episode 3 last week and there's an event that concerns Sunny Ade this week and you want to run episode 40, you can edit and remove those things. So the editing, where you change from podcast to show, change from episode to edition, remove cuss words. In some cases, even though we said we were not going to use cuss words, we still said some foul language. And timestamps, too, very important. We started the podcast in COVID and we tried not to make references to COVID, but we still did some, conversations around. There are episodes where we would forget and then talk about a Chelsea game that was going on at that time. So those editing, we have to edit. That's the only small challenge. You have to edit every episode to confirm that there is no, timestamp that would disrupt today's, the podcast is current technically. So I think those are the only challenges. Language, words that don't match both worlds. And what else? I may be missing out on some challenges or some transitional problems, but generally it's just the basic words. How you and the events of the past not reflecting in today's presentation.
What are your future plans for the podcast? And do you see more collaborations with traditional media in the works?
Yes, absolutely. We want to, for future plans, we want to syndicate, reach more audiences, online radio that have an audience and maybe match our direction, they match our vision. Yeah, we want to work with more stations on an independent basis, which is then a different ball game, I guess. We want to make money, absolutely. We want to, maybe with a bigger audience from radio, we can do merch. We can get a larger Patreon community. I think the possibilities are wide. The possibilities are there, but we need to channel energies, channel our plans in the right ways and, communicate our intentions properly. We want to syndicate. We want to go abroad. Hopefully that's a possibility. Online radio with an audience in South America or in other African countries, actually, because we're checking some of our charts and we see that Kenya, Ghana, South Africa, we're not doing badly on their charts. Even it might be top 200, it might be top 100, but the podcast is getting to parts of Africa. So if there's a radio in South Africa that wants to engage us, it's just that the content is Nigeria heavy. So we might then need to produce Africa-wide content on some occasions and then see how that works. So we want to expand as much, not to be too pedestrian, but we want to strategically expand to America, to the UK, and produce the best type of content we can, with all sense of, not to berate our work. And with the permission of my partner Nelson, I think while we are doing this good in terms of our presentation, we can step this up maybe 20%, maybe by 40%, we could do better. What I always wanted to achieve is that when you listen, you get something. So it's not like you listen for 1 hour and it's just pedestrian or it's regular talk. I understand, or I know for a fact, that most of our episodes are not pedestrian, but I want us to, this is personal development for us. I want us to be more interesting, to be more educative. We want to expand or want to do better on those fronts. Better content, a wider audience, make money. Yeah, so those are our plans for the near future.
This is Buiga Adelia of the Sample Access Podcast, and you're listening to Into the Podverse with Tony Doe.
It's great to see podcasters expanding their reach and trying out new formats like traditional radio to reach a broader audience. It's also interesting to hear about the challenges and benefits of such transitions. It's encouraging to see the growth of the podcasting industry and the increasing interest in audio content across various platforms.
I'm pretty sure it's Techzilla.
Of course it is.
Who do you think it was? Hey yo, Eagle Eye view from the Kilimanjaro. Way above the clouds with my eye on the sparrow. Words pierce the air, invading your space. Sneak in through your ears, change the look of your face. The storyteller in this digital era. Could tell I got my groove back like my name was Stella. The vibe is stellar, but the message and the teller intertwine and define in the era. To those who oppose, I hereby propose the fist to the jaw, would you prefer the nose? As the story goes, everybody knows Mr. Tony Yo, come correct with the flow. Hey yo, as the God podcaster, erstwhile known as the Shifu broadcaster, here to bring the peace to the world over. Haters can't connect, best to move over.